Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is a new day indeed, the day that our Lord has made. And it is a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And today is Friday the 11th of February 2022. And we are ready. We are a purpose-driven people. We are ready to receive what our Lord has installed for us today. We are ready to operate in the way that our Lord has designed for us to operate. For He leads us. He is the one who leads us, and we are ready to obey the direction which He wants us to take today, to touch those lives He puts in our path today. So we are excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. For we serve a mighty God. He is truly a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we are praying a prayer of agreement. For one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000. I know we are more than two here. We are more than three. And greater is He who is in us than he who is against us, in the name of Jesus. So we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Lord, we can do nothing, for you are the air that we breathe. You are the life that we live. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for if you are before us, Lord, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if you are on our side? And we know, Father God, that you fight all our battles, those that are seen or unseen. We thank you, for you are an army all by yourself. You are a warrior, Lord. You fight every battle for us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name, for you are the lily of the valley. You are the bright and morning star. Yes, for our God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and dross. We thank you, Father God. We honor you. Yes, the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Yes, the Almighty God. For when you arise, Father, all your enemies scatter. So we pray this morning that you arise, O Father God, and let your enemies be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are such a good shepherd. Yes, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are such a good shepherd that we shall not want. We do not have any wants, Lord, because you provide for us and you make us lie down in green pastures, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, even if the enemy might try to distract us and try to detour us, but you are so faithful and so gentle and kind in the mighty name of Jesus that you lead us, Father, besides the still waters. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We honor you for restoring our souls, Father, and leading us in the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, even when the storms of life want to sweep us over, you are there, Father. You are there. You lead us, yes, in the path of your righteousness, Father. Yes, for your name's sake. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, even if we pass through the shadow of the valley, of the shadow of death, Father. We are not afraid. We are not scared, for we know that you are with us, Father. Yes, and we are not afraid of any evil. Yes, we are not fearful at all, because your staff, Father, and your rod, they comfort us. You are our comforter, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for comforting us, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus. We have so many of us, Father, who are going through the time of grief, the time of sadness, who have lost their loved ones. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit continues to comfort us, Father. Yes, and pouring your oil, Father, over our heads, and that our cups run over. They run over with your blessings. They run over with your goodness and your mercy. They run over with breakthroughs in life, Father, all areas of our lives. Thank you, Father God, that your goodness and your mercy, they follow us all the days of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that this morning and forevermore, we have decided, Father, we have made up our minds to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for you are such a caring God. You are concerned with anything and everything that concerns us. You care for us, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus. So this morning we continue praying for families, Father. Yes, for the parents and children and grandparents and aunties and uncles and all the neighbors, Father. I just pray for families this morning, Father God, that you continue to restore families in the mighty name of Jesus. Even our family members, those who do not know you, Lord, we pray right now that you touch them, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because your love and your power and your grace is unlimited. It's overflowing. It reaches to the highest valley, to the highest mountain, Lord, and it reaches to the deepest valley, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for there is no depth that you cannot reach, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. There is no waste away that you cannot reach, Father. There is no brokenness that you cannot restore and put together. I thank you, Father God, for you are our Redeemer. You are our Rescuer, Lord. You are our Savior and our Lord. So we stand on the gap for all our family members, those who do not know you, that you have mercy, Father. Yes, you are a God of hope, Father. Yes, you bring life to the lifeless. So we call them forth, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come, Lord. Soften their hearts, Father God, that when they hear your voice, when they hear your word, Father, they will not harden their hearts, Father God. Give them a heart of flesh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that when you knock at the door of their hearts, that they will let you in. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you draw them unto you, Lord. Some of them, they have just backslid, and they are just the prodigal sons. They know, what you have done and what you can do, but they have been, they are just being strayed right now. So we pray, Father God, that you touch and draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for we are believing for a bumper harvest of souls, Father, yes, into the kingdom. We are believing for overpopulating heaven, Father, and depopulating hell in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you for waking up the church, yes, this sleeping giant, to do what you have called us to do, and that is to win souls for the kingdom. So we pray, Father God, that you help us, Father. Yes, the whole fivefold ministry, believing church, the Bible teaching church, Father, that we be attractive, that people be attracted to us and be drawn to us, Father. And then we will show them, Father, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We will not tell stories. We will not entertain, but we will share with them the goodness of the Lord. We just tell them, Father, give them our testimony that you have done so much for us, that we were once lost and now we are found. We were once blind and now we can see, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, for the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, yes, the missionaries, those who are in a foreign land spreading the good news, Father God, that you continue to protect and to shield them, Father. Some they have to learn the culture and the language, which is a very hard thing to do, but with you, Father, there is nothing impossible, for we can do all things through you, Christ, who strengthens us. I pray, Father God, that they will even be able to adjust to the climate, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I do pray for those in different ministries, in the ministry of service, Father, whether they are in the usher board, in the cleaning crew, whether they are in the hospitality team or the praise and worship, whatever, Father, they so all the outreaches, Father, different programs. I just pray, Father God, because these are the tools, these are the resources you have given us to spread the good news, to win souls to the kingdom. So I pray, Father God, that every ministry, every resource you have given us, that they are effective, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I honor you, Lord. I pray for every ministry that is represented here, Father, under the sound of my voice. I pray for the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, Father, this circle of friends, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the unquenchable fire ministries, Lord, and the Life Church SC, the Where I Fellowship, and every other ministry represented here that will be the light, Father, yes, in the name of Jesus, and that let our light shine, yes, that people can see us even from afar, because if a light is put on the mountaintop, on the bookshelf, it will not be hidden, in the name of Jesus. And we know, Father God, that when the light shows up, darkness has to leave. So I pray, Father God, that we be effective in our communities, in our areas where we are, not only spreading the good news, but ministering to the whole man. Yes, in the name of Jesus, meeting their needs, because we are your eyes, Father. We are your hands and your feet, because you dwell in us. In the name of Jesus, we house you. So, Father God, we pray that we do what you have called us to do, anything that is necessary to win souls for the kingdom. kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Father God, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, this morning, the lines are open. We're going to go before the Lord. We know our family members, those who are not saved, and we know the needs in our families. We're just going to focus this time to just pray for our families, for our neighbors, for their salvation, for their deliverance, for their healing, for their touch. So let's lift up our voices before the Lord, and if you know the name, just go ahead and name them, name by name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I trust in my children, Father. I thank you, Lord. Yes, they have brought up in the way of the Lord. I just in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for giving them a discernment that they deserve. They know, Father God, yes, that they will not be fooled or be taken advantage of. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, I honor you. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you give them the understanding, yes, and mature them in the things of God, that we move from glory to glory. And I pray, Father God, for my brother David and his wife, like that. I bless them and their children. Yes, the children, Tendai, Munya, and their grandchildren, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for my sister Benedette and her husband, Joseph, and their children, Kuzine, Lisa, the first one, Vipai, and their grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for all my nieces and nephews, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I do pray, Father God, for Nyasha and Emma, Lord, that you restore their relationship and you just stay strong, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for Kevin and Henry and his wife, brilliant, Father. I pray for Cecilia, Father God. I pray for Bianca and her husband and her boys, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for mercy and faith and shepherds and their children, Father God, that you and their spouses, and you continue to bless them. I pray for Tapiwa, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord, all my uncles and my aunties, my nephews and my cousins, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, especially those who do not know you, Father, that they get to know you, draw them unto you, Lord. Draw them unto you, Father God, and when they hear your voice, they come Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers and thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord. Yes, so in you, Father, we live and move and take our being. Without you, Lord, we can do nothing. Thank you, our Savior. Thank you, our healer. Thank you for deliverance. Whatever stronghold that is holding them, Father, I thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus that heals and touches and heals. In the name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We glorify your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, in our minds and in our hearts, right now, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
We thank for you,
praising our love, Father. Thank you for your love towards us, Father, that we love one another, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Jesus,
Thank you right now, Father, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of your word, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We honor you and we praise
Jesus
your name.
Name.
Hallelujah. Thank
God.
You for the victory.
Amen. Amen. It is done. By the precious blood of
Jesus,
the battle is won.
Yes.
And we serve a God who hears prayer and
thank
he answers prayer. And now we believe he has heard us and that he is or has already distributed his ministering angels that they are busy right now. So our job as people of faith, as believers, is not to talk negative and undo what we have prayed for and not start talking down on those brothers and sisters, those who are not saved, because we have already prayed and our God is a God who hears prayer. So at this time, since our lines are still open, we can go ahead. If anyone has a prayer request or a praise report, can do so now. If you have a prayer request, the lines are open.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Linda. Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm still asking prayer. They sent me home, and I'm worse now than I was when I went into the hospital.
Okay, continue healing for Sister Linda.
Ma'am.
I tell you, we are praying for your continuous healing, for the touch of for God to touch your body and to restore your body back together.
Okay,
amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. This continual prayer for me to for alignment, staying in line with God's word. Hallelujah. To just keep trusting in him no matter what I see or what I hear. In the name of Jesus and for my family, Holy Ghost knows everything, every in and out, every hair on their heads. And that, hallelujah, that God have his way in their lives and his kingdom come and his will be done in the lives of all of our family members, the ones that don't know him. And for the ones that do, for the backslidden in heart, for, you know, for healing in the name of Jesus. And I want to just say that sometimes that when I have pain in my body from, hallelujah, diabetes and stuff like that, and just shaking in the bed, you know, after taking the medication and stuff, and that the pain was just so unbearable, and the Holy Ghost tell me to lay hands on myself to heal, you know, for my healing, and it works every time. Sometimes when we can't get to people that we know that we can, you know, pray for because it's too early in the morning, we're going through things, to lay hands upon ourselves because we have the power within us, the Holy Spirit within us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and the Holy Ghost is that power to do any and everything according to God's will. In the name of Jesus, let your healing virtues flow, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. So continue prayer for Sister Linda right now, and for everyone on the line that has a prayer, need healing in their body, in Jesus' name.
Good morning, everyone. Thank God for just allowing us to be here. I would like to keep our prayers going for Barbara and her family. They've got some situations that they need to be delivered from. Also, Tamika, just pray for her. She's had this condition with her muscles, and sometimes she's not able to control her legs and the movement of her feet. So we want to pray for Tamika that God will help her muscles and everything to work normally. And then just the Gibson family, we want to keep them lifted in prayer that they will continue to have peace in the home. Also, my niece, Yvette, and her children, London and LaVelle, just cover them in prayer that God will draw them to him and that they will serve the Lord. And also just keeping my nieces and nephews in prayer concerning drug addictions and alcohol addictions, and my brother Roderick, and also Tony. Tony, we've been praying for him for a while. The prayer is going that God would draw them out of that drug addiction. Amen.
Good morning.
prayer request for the Robertson family. This is Sister Mary here. Prayer request from the Robertson family. There is just a lot of destruction and violence due to needing to be delivered from drugs and needing to be saved. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I have a prayer request for Bobby and Gail, who are newlyweds. They got married in August, and their marriage is, you know, they're just going through it. And we just pray that God touch wherever they need it, their mind, their thoughts, whatever it takes to keep their marriage going with happiness and peace and with God, whatever else, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. This is Chris. I just want to have prayer for my family, for Denver and Dallas, and a prayer for my business. Amen. Mm-hmm.
And I do want to just ask for testimonies also. And my testimony is that each and every day, I just, in the beauty of who he is, when I go outside, like yesterday was so beautiful. It was pretty and warm, even though it was maybe up in the 60s. And normally I like it when it's in the 90s. But, you know, in the wintertime, you think about how God just makes a change in the weather when he decides to. And I'm just glad that I recognize that he's the one who has control over all things. When it's really cold, when it's really hot. And just to know that he's the one when you are out and about. He's the one who gives us the ability to see and to feel and to know that he's the one who made everything. God is the one who designed everything, and he put everything together so wonderfully. And I just thank God for that. And he allowed us as people, individuals, to be able to come to the kingdom to let go of those things that we were dealing with when we were in the world. And so I'm glad that God is so great in all his kindness and his love and his peace, and he gives us love, and he helps the love that he has in us with other people. So that is my testimony today, that God is love, and our love is of God, and all things are good and perfect.
Amen. Amen. This is Sister Maria again. I also want to ask y'all to pray for Gail and Bobby, but Gail have a problem with the slot machines at the store, so God can deliver her for them slot machines where she goes and stay for hours, or, you know, 8 hours at a time or better, you know, thinking she's going to win. So she have a problem with playing the slot machines also.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And good morning. This is Sister Gladys once again. I also want to pray for my job. I've been putting out flyers over in the old place that I was in, you know, to be of help and to anybody that's in need, and go transportation, going to the grocery store, and to pick up the prescriptions and stuff any way that I can be of help. And for my thanking God just for my finances, being able to be a good steward over them too. Thank you.
Praise God. I have a praise report. I just want to thank God and thank you all prayer warriors for praying for my daughter Queen. She got a job, so she started yesterday, I think yesterday or Tuesday, somewhere earlier this week, I would say. So our God still answers prayer. He still hears our prayers. So I know it is the prayer of the saints, and we just pray that God help her as she learn. It's a little bit out of her league, because she is in a sort of leadership kind of team lead, so to speak. So just to continue praying for her that she would do well, and also not to neglect her school. So she still has to focus on school. So I thank God for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. So what we're going to do before we go and pray for this prayer request, I just want to share the word of God just for a few minutes, and then we will pray for this prayer request. And we know our scripture for the week is coming from 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 12. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12. And it reads, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you." So it's talking about love. And I would like to also read, thank you, John, in the book of John, John chapter 15 and verses 7 to 14. "If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." May God bless the reading of his word. So I just want to encourage us and just to reinforce what has been, we have been hearing throughout the week, and it is all about love. We know that our God, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So we are in that group that believed in him, but this love we have received, it does better, it tastes sweeter as we share it with others, not to hold on to it to ourselves, but to share with others. So as we are also focusing on families, you know, we have to love our family members and those whom we are praying for their salvation. We have to extend the love of Christ, not only say it with our mouths, but in our actions, in what we do in their presence, and what even we say and do even out of their sight. So we have to share the love and not saying any negative things towards our family members, and, you know, call them that, oh, this addict or this drunkard or this so and so. But we have to say, confess those things that are not as though they are, because we live and walk in faith. So we have to believe our prayers, not to pray and then we say negative against our prayers. We do not want to quench our prayers. And John is reminding us that we, if we abide in God, abide in him, and our words abide in, let me go back to the, I'm trying to do it from my head. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. So if we abide, if I recall well, to abide is to accept.
to act according to what you believe, to what you accept, to what you rely on. So if we rely on the word of God and accept that and believe that, that means we will gain something because of what we believe, because of what we accept, because of what we abide in. And when we do that, what we gain is when we abide in God and abide in his word, what we gain is when we ask anything, whatever we ask, we will receive and it will be done, because it is sealed in faith. What you abide in, you believe in, you trust it. And he continues to talk, to express it. He said, herein is my Father glorified. So our Heavenly Father, if we want to glorify God, to please God, we have to abide in his word. We have to believe it. And that glorifies him. And that when we glorify God, it even gets better. Not only being answered of our prayers, but we will bear fruit. And that shows that we are his disciples. That is an evidence, and people will just see it in our life as we do so. So by doing that, we are giving our Heavenly Father glory as we believe in his word and abide in his word. I live according to his word. And when we ask, our prayers are answered. Our family members, our friends, they come. They say, you know, I have this issue. I have this problem. Can you pray with me? Can you pray for me? Some people, they say, pray for me. I have developed now a tendency. If someone say, oh, can you pray for me? I will say, oh, let us do it right now. I'm not going to go home and pray for you when I get home. Let's hold hands or let us be in agreement, whether it's on the phone. I will say, oh, before we hang up, let us just be in agreement and pray together. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I even ask someone and say, okay, you pray what you want God to do for you, and I am in agreement with you. You lead in the prayer what you really want. And just, you know, as we do that, and that is not only to encourage that individual's faith and his belief in God, because when God answers that prayer, because he says he will give us whatever we ask. And I put this young Christians, they are babies in Christ, they are still maturing, but giving them an opportunity to practice and to pray, and then they see that, oh, God really answered my prayers. They are more encouraged and they pray more. So it's also discipleship as well as praying for them and being in agreement, and they mature in the things of God. That's why we always have to ask God for wisdom. You know, whatever we are doing, wherever we are, because what we do with this particular sister or this particular brother is not the same we do with the other. We ask God for wisdom because his word, it never changes. It's new. His mercies are new every morning. They are new all the time. So whatever the Holy Spirit leads you, whatever God opens the door for you to do. I mean, I remember a couple weeks ago, I was at Walmart, and this lady, we just started talking because the line was long. And as we talked, we veered into the word, you know, faith, basically talking. And she said, oh, I have can you pray with me? And she told me about her son who is just troubled, and she wanted, you know, for me to agree with her and pray. But we were back to back. We were standing, and I said to her, when we finish checking out, can we go right near? Where are you parked? We'll go beside your car. And we went after we checked out, and we prayed. I don't know that lady. I can't even remember her name, but I prayed for her, and I am believing that God heard our prayer and God answers our prayers. So wherever, whatever the Holy Spirit do lead us, and we don't do the same thing all the time. It depends what is going on and what the Holy Spirit, he knows the atmosphere. And if we keep his commandments, he said, and abide in love, so there comes the love again. We need to keep his commandments and abide in love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments. Jesus is saying, I myself have already also kept my Father's commandments. I am not doing whatever I want, but I do what my Father has commanded me to do. So we have received Christ as our personal Savior. We need to replicate him, to duplicate Jesus, to copy from him. If anything, we have to imitate. We can't imitate another brother. We can't imitate another sister. But we have to imitate our Lord, imitate, copy from Jesus, who is our Lord. And when we do that and be obedient, then we are learning and doing the same thing as ye do. Jesus is, throughout his ministry on this earth, each time he kept on reminding his disciples and reminding those around him, reminding us also that whatever he is doing, it's not on his own, but he is doing what his Father has commanded him, his Father has sent him to do. And the same with us, because we are new creatures. The old has gone and the new has come. So we can't do what we used to do, what we want to do, but we line up with the word of God. And he himself, he is love. Our God is love. And we have to exhibit the love of Christ. And this is my commandment, he says on verse 12, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that man lay down his life for his friend. You are my friend. So now it has the passage. You see how he is taking us through, and now we are on the friendship level now. And the Bible says he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, that to whom we serve. And now we are on a friendship level, and he said, whatsoever, if we obey his commands, and now we are his friends. And what is a friend? We all have had friends. Some have kept their elementary school, grade school friends. They are, when they grew up in the neighborhood, they are still in touch. Some have picked up new friends in high school or in college. Some picked up new friends at the job or in the neighborhood when you moved in. But one thing I know about friendship, a friend is that person who gets to know you. You know each other. And you care for each other enough that when a friend is in trouble, you feel it. You go and you want to do everything you can to help your friend to get out of that trouble. It is like a mutual affection. You know, here as people of faith, as prayer warriors, we have that companion, that friend, that when you have a prayer request or you have if you want someone to be in agreement with you when you pray, because you sense each other, you hear each other's heartbeat, you are like on the same page all the time. That's the person you pick up the phone and you call and you say, let us be in agreement. So that's the person you know that they support me. They tell me the truth no matter what. You trust them. You share with them some of those ideas and some of the things, your plans, what you want to do, because you feel safe, you feel secure, you feel comfortable to share with that friend, because you know they encourage you. You know they are like that other. They see your blind side. They can see what is on that blind corner that you cannot see. That can be, that's why people, as spouses,
you are more than just spouses. You also become friends because you share things. And with the singles, your friends, you share things. And Jesus is saying, now when you abide in my word, when you obey my commandments, now we do what, as I do what my Father tells me to do, and you do what I tell you to do, and now we become friends. And because whatsoever I command you to do, you do it. And now we are friends. And he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He is now the friend whom we run to when I have something on my heart and I want to share an idea. I want an encouragement. I want something. I run to him. And we get it from his word. That's where our relationship is. And that's the love. And with this love, we extend it to our family members. We extend it to our neighbors, to those who are not saved. We will extend it. And last night, as I was reading, I ran into this scripture, these two scriptures. As I was reading, I would just share with you. They are from the book of Proverbs. I read them, I think, last week or earlier this week, but last night I end up at the same place, and I just want to share with you. It's Proverbs chapter 10, verses 11 and 13. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covered the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirred up thieves, but love covers all sins. In the lips of him that had understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. And I also read it in the Message Bible says, the same verse, Proverbs 10, verses 11 and 13. The mouth of a good person is a deep, life-giving well, but the mouth of the wicked is a dark cave of abuse. Hatred starts fights, but love pulls a quilt over the bickering. You will find wisdom on the lips of a person of insight, but the short-sighted excuse me, needs a slap in the face. So we need the love of Christ. The mouth of a good person is deep. It's life-giving well. Power in our words. There is power. Life and death are in our words. What we say, the mouth of a good person is deep. Life-giving well, and the opposite is for the wicked. The opposite is for the bad. That it is like a dark cave of abuse. When we don't have love, we tend to abuse. We tend to say negative stuff. But with the love of Christ, we say positive words. And this week, all we have been hearing, all we have been encouraged is to love. And if we love, we can reach out. And sometimes we don't even have to say anything, but just to show the love. And people, we cannot fool them, because people, they discern. They see more than what we put on the outside. They feel more than what our words are saying. They can go, they discern what is inside of us. They can tell. Even if you rebuke someone, they know that you are rebuking them out of love, or you are just want to put them down and just slash them. They can tell that. They feel and sense that love. So as we continue to pray for our families and praying for our loved ones, for their salvation, let us be mindful that we let it come out of the place of love and exhibit the love of Christ. So if the lines are still open, we're going to go before the Lord and pray for these prayer requests that have been brought before us. those who need continuing healing for Sister Linda and continue healing for Sister Gladys, that she gets the her healing and her job she's looking for and her stability of the finances and stay aligned to the word of God. We all need to stay aligned to the word of God and all our families and for Barbara and her family, and continue praying for Tamika for her healing and restoration for her muscles and the families. I did talk about the families. We have Sister Yvette and her children and those who need deliverance from any substance abuse for Roderick and Tony and our family members and friends, those we know we can put names on there that needs deliverance. And we pray for this young couple, these newlyweds, and for Jill to be delivered from the spirit of gambling and that they love each other and enjoy each other. And pray for the Robinson family. I'm just trying to remind you for some of the prayer requests we have that have been brought forth. And also for Sister Chris and her family and her business and her children and my family and each and every one of our families. So this morning, let us go before the Lord. We are almost at the top of the hour, but let's go before the Lord and pray for these requests and anything that you will remember in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We honor you. I pray, Father God, for healing power. Your healing power for you where
we may not remember it all, Father, in the name of Lord.
We thank
you. We thank you. We ask you to meet every need right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, your promise is said that we shall supply all of our needs according to you, which is the glory. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that you will make provision for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the situation is,
chastisement of our peace,
healing, alignment,
yes,
Father,
in
the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father,
reveal to us those things that you would have
help us
Lord,
to do
who
you
want
us to
do. And when we rise to you, Father, we have
in the mighty name
we
of
thank
Jesus.
You for
so, Lord, we thank you right
in
now, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank
done.
You for delivering
us,
Father.
Jesus
as
over
as
our mind, our body,
Paula,
our spirit,
Father.
Our will, and our emotions, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. We thank you. Thank you,
in the name
Father,
of
for
the name
lifting
of
angels,
Jesus,
warring angels, guardian angels, fighting a battle for us in the heavens, Father,
right
in the mighty
wings,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
we
going forth to the north, to the south, to the east, and the west, every direction where our family members,
Jesus,
where our brothers and sisters in Christ reside, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you right now, Father. Thank you for your protection today,
you
upon
us,
Father, as we travel over the dangers, highways, and byways that you keep
us
safe, Father, hallelujah, from all harm and danger, Father. And as we in our house, Father, keep our home safe from all hatred and intrusion, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, and we honor you. We thank you, God. Victory belongs to us. Victory shall be mine. In the name of Jesus,
we thank you for you, our defense, you are.
Fight our battles.
We
remain
in you, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
And we
will
continue to
ours,
rejoice in
the name
you,
of
Father.
Jesus. Thank you
in
right
the
now, God.
Name
because
of Jesus.
Thank
you
over our finances,
of
Father.
Health, Father.
And
thank
in relationships with friends, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
right now, Father,
we honor you, Alpha and Omega.
Thank you right now, God, for prophetic word that we're going to have today. Father, this day, in the name of
Jesus,
Lord, we honor you. We thank you. And it is done in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God
to
the King.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
And Lord of Lords, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for deliverance from my family members for drugs and alcohol. Father, in the name of Jesus. And binding up every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit.
For your
and
grace
casting
and your
it
love
back, casting it back to the pit of hell for
much
Mr. Cain. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, peace be still in our members, Lord. Because, Lord, we know that you heard every petition, Father,
in the
mighty
name
of
Jesus. We honor you. We glorify your name and consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. We pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. We praise God for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for each and every one of you. And you all have
thank
a blessed and a joyful, peaceful weekend.
You,
that your weekend is going to be better than last weekend.
Thank
for
you,
we
Jesus.
Move from glory to glory and our God takes us forward in Jesus' name. I'm going to leave this
in
time
Jesus
to
name.
Pastor Darlene in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica. I thank you so much for this morning. The word is always good for the spirit, and it helps us as we go along in our lives. And this word was just on time as we have gone through this week, speaking on love. And you were sharing with us to imitate Jesus, and that's very important that we do that. You know, we are imitators of Christ because we were God made us in his image, and so we want to imitate him as our children imitate us. So this morning, I do cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus, and that for every brother and sister in Christ, every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we have on the whole armor of God, and we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that we will continue to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. That we shall delight ourselves in the Lord and he will give us the desires of our hearts as we heard this morning that if we abide in his word, it shall be done. Whatever it is that we need and desire, the Lord would do it. I decree this morning that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous and we declare blessings will overtake us and we have more than enough in the name of Jesus. I love each and every one of you. I thank you so much for coming and joining with us each and every day and being a blessing one to another. Whether we see or hear your voice, we know that God is using you for his glory. He's using us for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we are looking forward to more family members and people who we don't even know to come into the kingdom and be prepared for eternity. So everybody be blessed. Have a beautiful weekend. Come back Monday. Bring somebody with you. Let people know what we're doing. They can join in with us, and we will keep the prayers going because it is so important. So let love abide in each and every one of our hearts. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.